Mr. Fix-It is our Lou Manfredini from House Smarts Radio. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, Jan. Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was fine, thank you. I was fielding lots of calls from friends and family who, you know, thought that I had some magical connection to a roof rake or roof melt pellets that are completely sold out of the Chicagoland area.
I was talking to this guy about our roof, and he said, get calcium chloride. He said, don't get the magnesium or the this or the that. If you get calcium chloride, that will sizzle when it hits the ice. It'll just make it pop. And I said, great, where do I get some? He says, you can't get it. You can't get it. It's sold out everywhere.
Well, I'm a little concerned now, because now is when I'm going to hear, and we're going to hear for a lot of leaking, because, you know, the anatomy of an ice dam that a lot of people have, you know, you've got inches of ice on the tail end of a roof, and as it sits there and it freezes and refreezes and thaws a little bit, and it works its way underneath the shingles, and now that we're going to get a couple of days of warmer weather, well, that's... The benefit is it's going to start to melt the ice, but it's also going to help it leak into the house. And honestly, you know, I heard you before I came on about, you know, companies that are out there, you know, hey, we'd get rid of ice dams, and they're not even picking up the phones because they can't do anything. You're just going to have to kind of it's like going to the dentist. You just got to hang on until it's over, and then repair the damage when you're done.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, what do you say to the people that want to at least knock those things down?
I don't have a problem with that if it's a safety concern, meaning that it's hanging down along the side of your house and you've got some giant, you know, stalactite hanging down there that you don't want to risk having someone get knocked in the head with it. But you do run the risk of pulling that gutter down. There's a lot of weight. I have looked around neighborhoods and seen 8 inches of ice stacked on top of a gutter. That's a heck of a lot of weight just hanging there. It was not designed for any of that. And the biggest thing that people can do, and I realize that roof rakes are not, you can't find them, but hopefully maybe a neighbor has one and you can borrow one or rent one or whatever. But if you can at least remove the first couple of feet of snow from that gutter line just above there so that the warmer weather can get to that ice, it's just going to speed up the process. And then, you know, try and mitigate the damage that's going to happen inside your home. You know, if you've got hardwood floors and that water's dripping on that hardwood floor, that's going to damage that hardwood floor where it's going to cup and curl. And while it may come back, you may have to replace it. So that's where we need buckets and towels and, you know, to get through. I mean, I looked at the weather and I think that, you know, we're going to steadily warm up until like Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
But then we're going to drop back down again, and it's still going to drop back down at night. And so we're 2 weeks away from this getting any better.
Well, Lou, if I knock down the stalactites of ice, that's not going to address the problem, because that ice isn't going to melt inside my home. It'll make it safer. Maybe it'll look less perilous, but the ice in the gutter, that's my problem, right?
Well, that's exactly what you talked about, the calcium chloride or the I don't have a problem with magnesium chloride up on the roof, too. And, you know, we joked about this on the weekend, but there is a trick where you go buy the knee-high nylons, and you fill that with calcium chloride, the beads of it, and then you have to get up on a ladder and you have to place it over the top of the gutter. If we can melt sections of it, meaning that even if I can expose and get rid of ice in a 30-inch section of a gutter, that's only going to assist and aid people. And the other thing that I'm very concerned about is that the downspouts are probably frozen solid.
Well, I'll pour some salt down there.
So the water has no place to go.
What if I pour some salty stuff down the gutter?
It'll never reach, you know, it's not like you're doing putting in a stent in someone's artery.
Yeah, that's
it'll
what
just,
I think.
It'll melt at the top, but it won't get down to the bottom. I mean, there, you know, I've done stuff where you've taken hair dryers and or heat guns, and you're just gently going along the aluminum downspout to heat up the ice in the water there.
Yeah, how about that?
Melt.
Yeah.
But you can't, the thing is, you can't be over aggressive with that, because a lot of times people are like, well, if a little heat is good, then a lot of heat must be better. And so if you're going to use a heat gun or even one of these portable propane heaters, there's a product called Little Buddy that you could set at the base of a downspout and, you know, leave it 6 inches away and just turn it on. and let it blow 80-degree, 90-degree air against that aluminum, that will eventually melt it. But we're talking about a day to do that, not an hour.
Elizabeth, or Kathleen Burke, texted in, actually tweeted in, and said Elizabeth Berg based a novel on the killer Michigan Avenue icicle about 20 years ago. It kept me on the west side of the street. So evidently I didn't read it, but an icicle falls off a building, maybe on Michigan Avenue, and kills somebody. My novel 20 years ago. Our number is 312-981-7200. Do you have a question or comment for Lou Manfredini? We're just borrowing his Saturday morning expertise here. We'll start in Glenview with Mike. Hey, Mike, what can we do for you?
Hey, how you doing? A quick question about humidifiers. We have 2,400 square feet. We have three floors. We had a problem with not being able to get our humidity up over 22 or 23, so we went out and bought the best one we could get that's supposed to do 3,000 square feet. We put it, had it put in. We had it attached to the hot water so that we get the most possible moisture in the air, and it barely budged. All we're getting now is maybe 26 on the humidifier, regardless of what it is.
Okay, hold on, Mike. Let's let Lou respond.
My guess is that you probably have leaky ductwork, and you can put 10 humidifiers on that, and if the ductwork is leaking, then you're pumping humidity through the system, and it's just being enveloped into the cavities of the wall. You may be a candidate to have your ductwork cleaned, and then a system called AeroSeal, where they inject like a polymer from the inside out, and it seals up, you know, talking about stents. It seals up all those cavities, holes up to 3/8 of an inch.
Wow.
And then if we make those pieces of ductwork more efficient, then whatever you put in them, the heating, the cooling, the humidity, will be delivered to the spaces that you need it.
Good question, Mike. I'm glad you called. Dave, what were you thinking about?
I had a question for Lou.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
So I spent a couple hours... Thank you. I spent a couple hours Saturday moving snow off my deck, which I had barely touched all winter except for a little path for the dog, out into the yard, figuring that when that snow melts, it would melt through the deck and thus be right next to my foundation. Was that a waste of time? Did I do the right thing?
No, smart, Dave, and I hope people take your lead on this, because the couple things that I'm worried about is
it was my wife's idea.
You know, Dave's a long-time Saturday morning listener, so
yes, I am.
He gets a gold star. But all that snow along the house or on top of that deck that you speak of, it has to go somewhere. And as we start to get a melt, I'm still concerned with people with evergreens that are buried underneath the snow. It's going to burn the evergreens. And so if you can muster up the strength to go spend a few hours to pull the snow away from the house, anything, the farther away, the better, because it's got to go somewhere. And even the tightest basements are going to get water.
Okay. I've got all my phone lines ringing, Lou. Let's go as fast as we can. You ready? Lightning round. We'll start with Bobby. You're on WGN. Hey. Bobby.
Hi, I'm from Aurora. I have giant stalagmites over my door, and I can't reach them. Is there a safe way to knock them down?
I would try going to the home center or the hardware store and getting a couple of long pieces of PVC pipe. They come in 10-foot lengths, and then put a coupler together so you have a 20-foot length of it, so you're far away, and kind of smack at them a little bit. But make sure you're far enough away so you're safe. And it just takes a little bit of that whacking to knock them down.
Good luck. Thanks, Bobby. Kathy, you're on WGN with Lou Manfredini. How can we help you?
Hi, quick question. Gutter covers. So they keep out the leaves, but are those going to be a little bit more of an issue with the ice trying to drain?
Yeah, does that make it better or worse, Lou? What about that?
You know what? In all the years that I've recommended these products, I've looked at homes with and without them, and it doesn't really factor in. It doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make it any worse. The only alternative is there's a couple companies out there that have gutter guards that actually have an electric tape built into it, and that would be the best of the best. But it'll also be one of the more expensive things that you do. This is just an atmospheric tsunami that happened to us, and that's why so many people are affected by it.
Okay, but you're not a fool for having those up there.
No, 100%. John, I've had them in my own home for 20 years.
Lou, do you like those electrical coils in and around the gutters?
I don't mind them at all. The biggest problem with those is that people don't use them properly. The fact of the matter is they have to be on all the time because you don't know when it's going to snow or you don't know when the ice is going to happen. And so if you go in there after the fact, like, oh, I got to plug it in, it's usually too late. So it does use energy when it's up there, so there is a cost operating. Hmm.
And finally, Greg, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Greg?
Hey, Lou, you're talking about roofing that. What about roof melt, the hockey puck disc?
Do you like that, Lou?
I love them. You just can't find them. It's completely sold out of the Chicagoland area, and I'm a little bit to blame. I did a segment on WGN-TV on Friday, and I recommended that, and I heard from a lot of retailers at home centers and hardware stores that it's just completely sold out. And, you know, by the time it gets back in stock, you know, hopefully we're all vaccinated.
I did a segment after you, and I recommended that you start your charcoal fire and throw the briquettes up on your roof. And
yeah, don't do that. Do not do that, dude. That is not what John just said, should not ever be done, and do not listen to him whatsoever.
Should not even be
but
said.
But he's president of his condo board, Lou.
Right, that worries me, and I think he should get fired.
I am completely in agreement with you on that. It doesn't pay. I think that if you are on a condo board, you should get your HOA fees forgiven because of all of the work you're doing, and that does not happen.
Real quick, one other thing is that I've had a lot of questions about your insurance and whether or not you can make a claim on ice dams. You know, most insurance, your homeowner's insurance, do cover things what they call the structure envelope, and it generally, when these are caused by extreme weather events,
yes,
it is covered. Ooh. You do need to check with your insurance carrier, but this is not unlike people that say, oh yeah, I had hail damage, they gave me a new roof. Well, this is an extreme weather event, and there's a good chance that your homeowner's insurance will cover.
We do a show like this on WGN Radio Saturdays, 6 to 10 a.m. It's like this every single Saturday. It's delightful. And it's with this man, Lou Manfredini. I'll listen again on Saturday, Lou.
Love you, people.